Welcome to the new Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news on the local Colorado economy and initiatives that focus on the development of cybersecurity economics. You don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert to get plugged in. Your host, Chris Gorog, brings it straightforward, asks the tough questions, and brings the cyber world to a level of understanding for everyone. Chris is personable and opens up with our guests on the issues we all would like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join our host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome to today's New Cyber Frontier. Today we have a special release because we have an announcement from the National Cybersecurity Center. And the press release just came out. Colorado Springs, Colorado, Bob Hurst, chairman of the National Cybersecurity Center, announced today that Ed Rios has been named the first chief executive officer of the organization. So this is effective October 15th, 2016. So they did an extensive research looking for the CEO nationwide. Rios takes the helm from the interim director, retired Army Lieutenant General Ed Anderson, who has led the National Cybersecurity Center since March. Okay, going through a little bit more. Ed Rios will be the perfect CEO to drive the NCC into the national spotlight, said Anderson. He brings years of cyber experience and the startup experience needed to establish the NCC as a national leader. Rios joins the NCC from his role as the president and CEO of Cyberspace Operations Consulting, a company he founded in 2006, which focuses on cyber, drone technology, and satellite communications. He is a retired U.S. Air Force colonel with 26 years of active duty experience in special technology operations, space operations, and intelligence operations, among many other roles. So looking over, I did some brief, many of you might know Ed Rios, but looking over at his LinkedIn profile, just to get a little bit more background on him, we find that Ed has degrees listed on here from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, University of North Texas, and University of Phoenix. I'll have to say, only has one job listed on LinkedIn, Cyberspace Operation Consulting, very little, September 2006, president, 10 years, 2 months, Colorado Springs, Colorado area, San Antonio, Texas area, Honolulu, Hawaii, and Washington, D.C. So we welcome Ed and look forward to, we're looking at an interview with him on New Cyber Frontier. Hopefully next week, we'll release that as soon as we get that information in and have a good conversation about what is his direction and hopefully some insight about what we'll see coming on the road for the New Cyber Frontier and about what we'll see coming down the road for the National Cybersecurity Center and New Cyber Frontier as well. So look forward to keeping you all on. Now stay tuned for another update we had from Kyle Hibbelt, who's going to talk to us about some releases coming out shortly for the National Cybersecurity Center, the Cyber Institute more precisely.
We'll be right back with the rest of today's show right after these brief messages from our sponsors. Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back. Now we're going to have an update from the Cyber Institute side of the National Cybersecurity Center. I'm going to bring you in on a conversation we had with Kyle Hibbelt a couple weeks back as to their announcement and what's going on here in the November time frame. Now hear from Kyle.
November 13 through 15, we have our first meeting at the Broadmoor. This one is for public officials, state and local.
Is that open to the public?
There is the kickoff dinner for National Cybersecurity Center, which will be November 13th. And you can go to our website, nationalcybersecuritycenter.org,
okay.
And see information with regard to that, to see how to be a corporate sponsor, buy a table, or purchase individual tickets. That Governor Hickenlooper is going to be here for that. It is essentially the coming out party, if you will, for National Cybersecurity Center. Mm-hmm. Right on the heels of that, we'll have our public elected official training. So we'll have five or so governors, 5 to 10 mayors, a handful of county commissioners, some adjutants general, some attorneys general, and we'll gather these individuals to do a couple of things, or three things. One is to sort of scare them a little bit with the reality of the dangers of cyber. And then two, give them information on what they need to know about cyber, questions to ask their CISOs and others, and then also what to do when something goes wrong, who to contact, and the other piece is how to allocate money mm-hmm. to make sure that it's money is being spent wisely to help create a robust and secure cyber environment for their organizations. So that's the Cyber Institute. We'll also do board training right on the heels of the 13 through 15 program. We are going to do a board of directors training. It'll be a day and a half. We have strategic partners working with us in putting on the training. So if any of your listeners are on boards and have a desire to learn more, then I encourage them also to go to the website, nationalcybersecuritycenter.org, to learn more. Each of those day and a half programs essentially will have only between 10 and 20 participants. So they'll be very interactive and give the participants good knowledge on what they need to know, and certainly the evolving fiduciary issues that are associated with cyber.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of New Cyber Frontier. Remember to get involved. Often we think that someone else will handle privacy and security in the virtual world, but you are the only one truly in command of your virtual fate. Join our mailing list so we can keep you informed of breaking news and new releases. If you have an idea, if you have a question that you would like to hear answered, or if you want to get involved with our efforts, reach out to us at newcyberfrontier.com. We also encourage you to visit our sponsors' links, as they are the ones that really make this show possible. I want to thank each of you for supporting the show, and we look forward to seeing you back for the next episode of New Cyber Frontier.